Hey, y'all, you are listening to another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, where we better self in spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy-to-follow tips. I am your host, Maria, your Spiritual Homegirl, who's also a mental health professional, and I was inspired to create immediately by you all. When I said this episode is going out in the next half hour, I meant that. It is currently 12:52 on a Sunday, that Sunday being February 16th, 2025. And I wanted to get this out because sometimes as a creator, you really just have these thoughts and some thoughts can wait. And sometimes that conviction or that compelling feeling to create can be satisfied until, you know, you have a ideal space or just have more time or have the right place or finish whatever you were doing beforehand. And in other cases like today, that compelling spirit to just share is just like, nope, now. Today is one of those now episodes where even though I would normally share on a Monday, and I actually need to drop an episode that I did while in the vault from last Monday, I feel a strong conviction in my spirit to jump on the mic today and to get this episode out. And it was inspired by you all. And it's always inspired by you all, right? Because we're always about bettering self in spirit, right? We always are about that. Somebody that's going through the journey day by day, just like you, who has some credentials, who has some training, who has some education. We already know this, right? But this is different. This is compelled by the inspiration from you all over the last, like, literally 2 days. For those who have not been on social media over the last 2 days, I finally jumped out of my Janet Jackson mode and shared something regarding, you know, the love of my life and things of that nature, and sharing that on the internet. And I've always been I could show you better than I could tell you type of person. And it's always been I share on my own time, on my own comfort level type of thing. And it's also been I'll build it first and show people later when it comes to how I live my life. And I really love the love that I receive from you all. And, you know, people, as DJ Naz would say, people love a show, right? Whether they love you or just love to spectate, people love a show. And the reason why I say that specifically is because all of the awesome love that I've gotten from y'all, I appreciate it so much. I rarely share things like this, but I really appreciate everyone's kind words, well wishes, congratulations. I love it so much. And thank y'all. But there were quite a few DMs that I got. And I'm actually kind of surprised that it was this many, right? The DMs that I got were pretty similar, but they shared, they're similar in verbiage, I should say, in language, but they shared the same sentiment. And that sentiment was that they were scared to share that they were either engaged, committed, or married because they didn't want people to ruin what they built. And I love the fact that it takes a lot of honesty to admit that there's a bit of a fear or even an insecurity about wanting to share personal parts of your life that make you happy, that are so sacred, with people that may not appreciate that or may not want that for you. And I was honored that people still come to me for advice, because, you know, I haven't done an Ask Homegirl in a while, because, again, I've been adjusting to some, you know, some awesome changes in life. And the podcast was put on a brief pause as I transitioned in terms of how many episodes I would do. And I just decided to go with spirit and what my intuition would tell me in terms of, you know, do you have the capacity? Then go ahead and do it. If you don't, then wait. So getting all of those questions that I got, that's a lot of questions that are of the same topic in such a short amount of time. I said, yeah, I'm definitely going to talk about it. So for those of y'all that have something beautiful in the world that you live in, because, you know, we all live in our own worlds in the grand scheme of things. You know, we're all the collective, but we all have our own individual lives that we lead. There's nothing wrong with sharing that you're married, that you're engaged, or that you're in a committed relationship. There's nothing wrong with telling the world that you are not available to date other people. There's nothing wrong with that. However, giving people the power to impede on your happiness is something that we don't do here at Spiritual Homegirl. Yes, I understand that people may not want you to be happy. People may not expect you to be happy, especially if you've gone through a rough time in life. People may not be expecting that from you. They may not want that for you, or they may not congratulate you. They might watch and lurk and watch the show, as my OG Nats would say, because people love a show, regardless of whether they like the people in the show. They may just want to watch the show. They may want to, you know, spectate and just be silent. They may want to lurk. They may just want to, you know. And the thing is, you can't worry about other people. It's something that either you've ordained before God, or had a covenant before God, or you spiritually bound yourself to, or legally bound yourself to, or both. Whatever it is, you can't worry about other people when it comes to your life. A couple of y'all also sent me a message saying, drop the prayer, sis. It's not the prayer, it's the protection. Ooh. Let me say it again. It's not the prayer, it's the protection. As spiritual people, whether you believe in, you know, more traditional religious concepts, or even, you know, just spirituality. And I don't know if y'all know this, but I talk about both ways to approach it, because they're very common in terms of the general things of what we want for our lives. There's a higher power that's in control. We do the best we can. There's faith. There's works. There's protection. There's a code of, you know, things that you're not supposed to do. You know, some religions, it's sin. So it's a guide for how we live our life with the best character, love, kindness, respect, dignity, things of that nature. So one thing I can say is that when you do the right thing, whether it is the right thing in the eyes of God, whether Jesus Christ, whether it's your own moral compass or some other spiritual guideline, when you do the right thing the right ways, people are going to be upset. Other entities that are not human may be upset. And because of that, you have to stay protected in general. Even living your life can anger some people, depending on, again, what you believe in. Just being happy can anger people to want to do things or hope that you don't find further success, abundance, joy, love, happiness. And they may find ways to try to use their intercessors or their ancestors or whatever they believe in. Or even just the power of negative wishful thinking or fake manifestation thoughts to try to stop your bag. And when I say your bag, I mean every aspect of your life. Stopping your bag, stopping your progress, stopping your business. Again, your love, your self-confidence, your dignity, your respect, how you show up in the world. People will do that. And as somebody who's had that happen to her, where somebody tried, and, you know, Godspeed to everything they're going through right now. Sometimes you have to remember that the protection is where things lie. And I thought about going live and doing this, or just making this a email only type of podcast episode. But no, let's talk about it. A lot of times we move through life and we forget to protect ourselves. And when we forget to protect ourselves, whether it is through whatever we decide to protect ourselves with, or whether it's through having faith in the higher power that we believe in, sometimes it'll make us scared. We get scared of man because of the lack of faith that we have in the things higher than ourselves. We'll say we have the faith, but it doesn't practice well. And I'm not judging you if you have had issues with your faith, because we all have. You know, we've all had situations where we have to reconcile our level of faith against what's happening in our lives, and whether that's really matching, and whether we can continue that level of faith knowing that the circumstances that's happening in our lives are not the most ideal. But I'm telling you, as your homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, please do not be scared to share your love that you want to share. Now, this ain't for folks that don't mind keeping it offline forever. This is not what I'm saying for y'all. But for those who just want to at least share a little something, but you're scared that people are going to attack it or impede upon it, I'm telling you, lock in with your protection and do what you got to do. If you want to share it tomorrow, and you missed the weekend because it was Valentine's Day weekend or what have you, and you know that you're not quite in a place to where you're secure sharing it with the world, because deep down you know that you're not necessarily confident that people will be happy for you, then that's a form of protection. You may need to figure out ways to share it with those that actually may celebrate you and appreciate you, or you may need to take time to get your faith together and regroup with that. And then when you're ready and you have an I don't care what people may try to do because I've already did what I need to do to protect myself and what I'm sharing, then you can share it. You know, like it's all about that, you know? And for those who are in situations where y'all are engaged, y'all are married and people don't know, such as, you know, if y'all have like a blended family, like children's moms or dads or other members of your family and you want to share it, just, you know, again, some of y'all might be a little scared because, you know, if there's a situation where your children's, you know, co-parent or your partner's co-parent may not have them on, you know, child support even, and they put them on child support because they may let them do it. Don't let nobody have no control over y'all. Like, don't do it. Don't let nobody feel like they can interfere with y'all's relationship or your marriage or your engagement. Don't ever let nobody feel like they got the power to do that. If you really are scared to share your situation because you're scared that anybody has the power to interfere with your marriage, that means you're giving them too much power. You're giving them too much power. You got to snatch your power back and you can't worry about what other people going to do. All you can do is stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If they decide to do it. Because one thing I notice about us as humans is that a lot of us talk good and we talk bad until it's time to act good and act bad. It's all fun and games until the actual situation presents itself. And at that point, you know, your will is tested. Everybody can talk about what they gonna do until it's time to actually do it. So don't worry about what people have threatened. Don't worry about what people have said they're going to do. Don't worry about what people have done to you in the past. Oh, they weren't happy for me before, so I don't want to share it. No, forget them. And you got to remember, right? And we're not going to speculate on why people do what they do in terms of definitively having an answer. But there's so many reasons why people are not happy for you and why people lurk or spectate and don't want to see you win. And I think sometimes we get caught up in our own feelings about why, not realizing that everybody got their own things they're dealing with. Sometimes they're not even thinking about you. Sometimes people don't even see that. Sometimes people may be overwhelmed with their own life. Sometimes people are depressed with their own life, their own circumstances, anxious about their own circumstances, can't even be happy for themselves, let alone be happy for you. Again, can't even be happy for themselves because you might have something they want. You might have had a good job and they don't have a good job, or they may want a better job and you got it before them. It might be jealousy. It might be envy. It might be because they miserable and they love life. And God forbid somebody outside of them are happy. It could be that they might wish that they had your partner or they had your bond or they had the love that you have or they had love, period. It might be that. They probably could wish that, you know what I'm saying, they could have a family life that is peaceful and happy or have whatever it is that you don't, that you have, but they don't have. You can't worry about that though, is what I'm saying. We can speculate on all the reasons all day. They might just be a hater. They might just be going through their own stuff. They might be so, you know, preoccupied with their own obstacles. They can't even see through their own life to be happy for yours. They may not have the capability to be happy for other people because they want what they want for their life. They may have all these things, but that's not your business to worry about. At the end of the day, if you're solid and you locked in with what you got going on in your life, if it's non-romantic, and if you're solid and locked in with what you have going on for your life, if it is romantic, let no people do what they do. Just take note. That's all you can do. Take note, but don't take note to where it consumes your life. Just note it and let it pass. Okay? You was happy for me. I'm so happy you were happy for me. You weren't? Okay, I see you. Simple as that. I see you lurking. I see you spectating. I see you was not happy in the past, but you changed up this time. You're happy this time. Or you might not have been happy and you still ain't happy. Or you might have seen it and you said nothing. Or you might have been happy all the time for me. And I appreciate that. Whatever it is that those folks do for your life when you announce those things, just take note. And just know that the people in alignment with what you want. Do you want people around you or even to be able to have close proximity to you online or offline that'll sit there and watch you be happy and say nothing? Do you want spectators? Do you want lurkers? Do you want people that are going to love you out loud and celebrate you out loud? Are you going to want people that, you know, may like a post and reach out privately? Whatever it is, you need to determine what you want for the people that are in your village, not the people that's in the general collective around you. The collective is not your village. They're not. The people that really are down and the people that you could count on, the people that you can trust, the people that you want to share your life with, and you can feel safe sharing your life with, that's your village. And I think sometimes we go through these. I know sometimes we share expecting the collective to be the village, and that's not the same. And sometimes we are so used to the negativity around the things that we've shared previously that we get scared to share. Don't be scared to share. Remember, sacred and scared is the same word with just a couple of letters switched over. That's wild, isn't it? So I think we need to determine whether we're living life sacredly or scared. And we need to make adjustments based on that. And how that's going to make adjustments, that's going to look different for everybody. Because everybody has their own circumstances. Everybody has different villages. Everyone has different types of the collective that they identify with. People have had different experiences. So at some point, you have to look at your life. Am I living life sacredly or am I living life because I'm scared? And sometimes it might overlap. And it's up to us because we have the personal responsibility for our own happiness on this earth, regardless of what people have done to us previously. We have the responsibility and we have the power and we have the choice to determine how we are going to let the things that have happened to us shape the trajectory of our own lives. We might have had a really crappy hand dealt to us in life. How do we trade them cards in and get a better hand? How do we ultimately play the winning hand and win? How do we win the game of life? We don't have a million years to do it. A lot of us are, you know, depending on the life expectancy that you're looking at, whether it's pre-COVID or post-COVID, you know, a lot of us are middle age in our 30s, depending on which one you're going by. And one thing we know, once you hit in your a certain age of life, you realize that 20 years go by quick. You blink your eye, it's gone. It is gone. Just gone. You think, oh, wow, I graduated high school X amount of years ago. First, it was 2 years ago. It's fresh. Then it turns into 5 years. Then it turns into 10 years. And then next thing you know, you're at your 20-year reunion. Like, dang, I love this song. I can't believe this is considered old school now. You know, like you really think about the perspective of life and how much life can happen. And you think it's going by slow. But when you look back, you realize it went by fast. And I'm saying all to say that life is not, I'm not going to say life is too short. But life is for the living and life is to be happy. And life is to figure out how can you fight your circumstances internally and externally to get your happy before you leave this earth. Everybody deserves to be happy. It's some karma on the way for some folks. But, you know, for those that ain't went through life hurting and harming people and, you know, doing the most and the worst, the most terrible, heinous things to people. Yeah, I got a bias with that. I don't care. But when it comes to, you know, people that have really gone through life just doing the best they can, y'all deserve to be happy. Y'all do. Y'all deserve to be happy. Y'all deserve to find love. Y'all deserve to be successful. Y'all deserve to be abundant. You deserve to have jobs that care about you and love you. Or you deserve to have successful business if entrepreneurship is your thing. You deserve to do better things. You deserve to be better, love better. And that better can exponentially increase for you as time goes on. But you have to get people out your business. And when I say out your business, I mean out of your personal business and out of your spiritual business. Because when people are in our spiritual business, that's where our confidence can get wrecked. Our confidence can get diminished because we got people in our spiritual business that we're considering before our own priorities, our own needs, wants, and what we deserve out of life. We scared to show our happiness because we worried about what somebody got to say. Those people are nobody special. Them the same people that have their own challenges in life to go through, their own insecurities. You'd be surprised like what people go through. And it's ironic because I found out that it was a person I had smoked with growing up that tried to bully me and never would. And again, going back to my younger days, I used to have a really bad temper and I used to want this person to fight so bad. I'd be like, I'm tired of you. Meet me at this school so we can fight. And they would never come fight. But they would always tell people about how they did things and how I'm scared and all this other stuff, which is more irritating. I'm like, how you a bully that ain't trying to fight? Like girl. Anyway, but you know, you find out about, you know, you get through things and y'all reconcile y'all differences and you live your life. And then they share things about their lives. And you find out, wow, that's why you showed up the way you did when you was younger. You just find out things. Life has a way of showing you the truth. You may not have the truth immediately. You might speculate, like I said, but, you know, if you're tapped in with the signs and you're praying for the clarity or the discernment or the knowledge or the wisdom or the information that you're needing to get through some things, it may not come that day. It may not come the next day, but it will come. And you will get that clarity. Sometimes, like I said, folks will show up for all kind of different reasons. And it'll hurt your feelings because you don't even know why. But you have to stop letting other people get in your business to hurt your feelings because of their own whys. It ain't got nothing to do with you. So if this is your sign to cleanse, because we are coming up on the end of the energetic year. You know, I'm an Aries to Aries kind of girl. Easter to Easter. That's my new year, so to speak. So for me, energetically, I am in Q4. And a lot of y'all are in Q4 too, because a lot of y'all have reached out and told me that y'all align the same way. If you're in your Q4, you know that you're at the end of February and March is coming up and that Pisces season starts, and you know you got some things to clear within your spiritual house, or even in your physical house. Do it, please. If you like to get things handled and get things settled and get things rebuked and blocked and protected on this last little month that we have before Aries season or Easter season starts, by all means, please do that. If you are feeling even a tiny bit, and I've been in a mustard seed mindset for a good bit now, to the point where I have mustard seeds in my house, and whether I cook with them or not, I keep them with me because I look, and one thing I really do love is the mustard seed concept of faith, and we can talk about that later. But if you got even that type, that small amount of feeling of needing to do something to protect yourself or to cleanse yourself of things or to bring something to God or to remove the clutter from your spiritual business or even from your house, do it. Go ahead and do it. It's better to do it now while that feeling is feeling small than feeling like you're overwhelmed and now you have to do it. Now, granted, some people have to do it that way. Sometimes people get motivated into action when they're overwhelmed, and that's fine. But for others, that overwhelm can become overstimulation, and then you don't want to do nothing. You shut down. So for my shutdowners, for my avoiders, please, if you got the inkling now, go ahead and do it, okay? Keep me posted on how it goes. And I wanted to at least get this off my chest so we could go ahead and move forward with the rest of the episodes. I need to release that episode I did about, you know, spiritual warfare and how that related to the Super Bowl. So maybe I'll drop that tomorrow. But don't forget, sign up for my email list. Click the second link in my show notes. Please follow me on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, since TikTok want to be here now. Follow your girl there. I'm Spiritual Homegirl everywhere. Don't forget to complete the podcast listener survey. If you got any value out of what I've done over the last 8.5 years, please click that first link in my show notes. You get a free gift for finishing that listener survey. It's, you know, go ahead and handle that. And you also get a free gift for joining my email list for those who have not joined before. Also, if you love what you heard, please share my podcast with somebody. I am all about connection. That is one of my themes for this year, for this cycle, is connection, collaboration. Please share these podcast episodes with someone that you love that could really use the message, or even somebody you don't love that could use the message. Please leave a review as well. I love reviews. Just tap in with your girl, okay? And y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land for the last 8.5 years, since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 590 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in. I really appreciate that. So I guess I'll catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, your spiritual homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Living life sacredly, not scared, keeping people out your spiritual business, getting that faith and healing that you deserve, and making sure that you are strong, rooted in your faith, okay? Love y'all. Peace.